Earlier today, before Senator Obama made those remarks, I spoke with two Democratic congressmen about Reverend Wright. Emmanuel Cleaver, who has endorsed Hillary Clinton and is also an ordained Methodist minister, and David Price of North Carolina, who has endorsed Barack Obama. Congressman Price, let me start with you. As a supporter of Barack Obama, when you listened to Reverend Wright speak today, did you feel he was helping or hurting your candidate?
I think the real question is whether we're going to dwell on this matter of Reverend Wright and his pronouncements, or whether we're going to focus on the real issues at stake in the campaign. We happen to have Senator Clinton and Senator Obama both in North Carolina as I'm speaking at this very moment. I've been out there a fair amount. I surely haven't heard a lot of concern expressed about the Reverend Wright issue. I hear a lot about the economy and about housing and about Iraq and about the need for a fresh start in our diplomacy. I don't hear much about Reverend Wright. So Senator Obama has realized he needs to deal with this. He's quite straightforwardly criticized Reverend Wright for some of these over-the-top comments, but he's also gone beyond that. He's made a very moving and thoughtful speech, gave a speech a few weeks ago about race in America. I think he's handled this very responsibly, and so this guilt by association just really isn't what the campaign's about, and it needs to stop.
Congressman Cleaver, let me turn to you. Reverend Wright talked today about moving the dialogue on race from alienation to reconciliation. Did you hear any notes of reconciliation in what he had to say today?
Well, I think Reverend Wright, contrary to what the image has been projected, is a man of reconciliation. And I did, in fact, and do continue to support Senator Clinton. I'm not opposed to Senator Obama in terms of his running a campaign without the baggage that is being strapped around him by those who are attacking Reverend Wright. Now, for those of us who have known Reverend Wright over the years, which I have, we know him to be a very, very articulate and capable spokesperson. One of the things that is really saddens me is that the country doesn't know how to handle what's going on right now. And that's to our embarrassment, but we can correct it. And by that, I mean most of the people in this country have never, ever, ever been inside a black church. And so they have no idea what takes place there, and they don't understand it. It shows that a dialogue is needed, but I'm not sure that the nation is ready for a dialogue, because anytime someone makes an awkward comment, it ends up being mined for any nugget of controversy that can be pulled out.
Congressman Price, when you talk with the Obama campaign, as I assume you do, do you advise them that he needs to address this as it comes up again? Or do you say it's been asked and answered? He spoke about it in his speech on race, called it divisive and a distorted view of the country, and that's enough.
Well, let me first just take a second to comment on Emmanuel's point about dialogue. There are many things in this country that we need a dialogue about. And one of them, I believe, is the relationship of faith and politics. A minister who I had a great deal of admiration for once said, you know, there are three kind of patriots, or three kinds of patriotism. There are the uncritical lovers of their country. There are the loveless critics of their country. And then there's that third kind of patriot, people who love their country but who want to mend its flaws. Now, I would say Reverend Wright, in those sound bites anyway, didn't get that quite right. But we need to understand that it is a legitimate and an important role of religious faith to be a loving critic of America. And that's a dialogue that I think we much need to have both within and beyond the church. In terms of the way Senator Obama deals with this, and by the way, Senator Obama has had some very interesting things to say about faith and politics, some very thoughtful things to say, and people really might want to look at that as opposed to imputing to him the sound bites that have been circulated. But yes, he dealt with this very straightforwardly, and he put it in a context of a broader thoughtful speech about race in America. But you know the way a presidential campaign is and the news cycle that's out there, he may well need to address it again. I imagine he will want to.
And what would you tell them that he should say?
I think what he said before was quite straightforward. He left no doubt that he took exception to the soundbite snippets that had been out there from Reverend Wright, although he had not been in the congregation the day those things were said and didn't know the broader context, perhaps. At the same time, he addressed thoughtfully the question of race and social justice in America, and that's one reason I have felt confident supporting him. I knew about Reverend Wright's statements, but that had nothing to do with my endorsement, because I'm not going to be interested in what some third party said. I'm interested in what Barack Obama says and thinks, and I believe he's in a unique position to unite this country and to take us beyond the resentments and the conflicts of the past. I have great hope in his ability to do that, and I think what I'm hoping he will do and expecting he will do here in North Carolina today is, once again, articulate that vision.
I want to ask you both, assuming if Barack Obama does become the Democratic nominee, how you think Reverend Wright's statements and sermons might be used against him. Congressman Cleaver?
I don't think there's any question at all that the Republicans will use it anywhere they can use it. It will become the 2008 Swift Boat ad, and the purpose of it will be generating this unrighteous indignation about what a man says who was talking to his family, the church family at Trinity. That was not intended for the country, and I think the Republicans, unfortunately, tragically, and painfully, are going to just splatter it all over the television screens between now and November. The only question is whether or not the nation will buy it. I've got to add right here that we've got to also keep in consideration that it could be Senator Clinton getting the nomination.
And Congressman Price, what do you think?
I'm afraid we have all too much experience with the swift voting tactics and really the abilities of our Republican adversaries. I think we will see those no matter whether the nominee is Senator Clinton or Senator Obama. And I think we're going to have to expect that and be prepared to deal with it forcefully and effectively. This won't be the only thing in the mix. We know it's coming.
We heard there from Democratic Congressman David Price of North Carolina and Emmanuel Cleaver of Missouri.